Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to the Wokish Nerd Podcast, a podcast about everything black and some stuff that isn't told through a black lens. I'm your host and the only motherfucker on this show, Dominique, D-Neek, D-Nasty, whatever you want to call me. A lot of people know me by a lot of different names. I'm going to get some AKs in here. Shout out to Deezus and Merrill eventually. You know, it's been a minute since I came to y'all. Last time I talked to y'all about a couple things. I was wrong. I said the Rams lost to, the Cowboys lost to the Saints instead of the Rams. I heard it too. I'm just learning how to edit and stuff like that. So y'all bear with me while I stumble through this discovery of my voice and what this podcast is going to be about and all that. I've heard a couple people say that they like some of the stuff I said. Maybe I need to, change the inflection of my voice. Some people say I sound a little boring. Anybody who knows me knows that's not true. And we're going to figure it out. All right. Anyway, on to the next segment. What's happening? All right. So tonight, your boy, Trumpito, Cheeto Caesar, is doing his State of the Union address. I am recording this while he's doing it. I'm not watching it. I'll read the Cliff Notes. We know he's going to say blah, 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 lie, 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 blah, 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 wall, 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 blah, 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 state of emergency, blah, 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 right? Or they say his speech is actually going to be a unifying message. And, well, I hear you talking, boo, but we just don't believe you. let's see, sports, them fuckboy-ass Patriots won again. Sick of that shit. They made it to 6 before my Cowboys did, and that makes me real life sad. I'm actually sad that actually I was watching the game and I didn't yell or nothing. I just cut it off about 3 minutes left in the game when your boy Jared Goff just threw that weak interception. I mean, it's like I don't know how much they paid them boys to throw that game, man. They didn't even look, man. Gurley was sitting on the sideline like, man, that check cleared, cut. I'm sitting on the side, cut. Yeah, man, it's tough. I don't like the Brady kid. He's a MAGA. So, you know, I guess being MAGA by itself shouldn't, it does, and it should. I mean, when you're doing that, if you rocking the Confederate flag or you a MAGA supporter, you don't like black people. I don't know how his team, I guess he bringing in chips, so you kind of look the other way. You like, man, he racist and all, but he the GOAT. So, I guess, but anyway, let's see. We have, there's some tech news. Google and Facebook both had their enterprise licenses taken away from them by Apple. Basically, they were putting spyware on your phones. Not really spyware. It was like just a data collection it was basically spyware. It's basically they were finding ways to collect user data on a very large scale, and Apple found out about it, and Apple don't be playing with that privacy. They the only ones who get to exploit us, nobody else. Apple's like your big brother that beat you up. Only I can make fun of him, face ass. But yeah, man, let's see. So I still don't have any listener letters yet because I don't have very many listeners. There's some of y'all listening though, and I appreciate every single one of y'all that did, and especially if you gave me some feedback. But man, listen, we had or section. So, no listener letters this week. Like I said, we just got the or and all section. That's basically where I find some good Facebook posts and we talk about it. Well, I talk about it and y'all listen. So, this week, I'm talking about this. There's a young Kanye, a young coon, young Uncle Ruckus, Remy LeBeau. My man said, at some point today, I'm going to give my theory on why a lot of black men date outside their race. We're going to sit down and have a real conversation about this. Stereotypes out the window. My guy, I'm so tired of this, man. I really need us to do better in 2019. It's not working so far. We're a month in, and it's still so much trash on the internet. But the bad part is not just that he said that and just that my sisters are constantly seeing deluges of this shit from their brothers. They're seeing this from this man, and all through his comments, white girl, Bonnie Love, tag me, white girl, Jessica Johnson, you sure you want to do that, white girl, Beth Shank, what time, because I'm trying to see this. White girl, Ashley Berry, tag me. This is a good topic. Is it a good topic, white woman? Now, listen, I got no, there's no, I love my friends in all colors and shapes and sizes. I don't have anything against, I know maybe sometimes I sound hella militant and like I don't like white people. It's not a I don't like white people thing. I like the white people I like, just like I like the black people I like. But generally, right, some of y'all, and even the ones that I like, aren't doing a good enough job of policing your brothers and sisters. Well, you know, now that I think about it, now that I say that out loud, maybe I'm not doing that good a job of policing my brothers and sisters, because this is my brother that put this up, and he's trash. But all through these comments, it's just a bunch of white women asking to co-sign, basically, on this man saying this, man. And I just, like, sisters, I'm not on no Derrick Jackson stuff, you know, y'all sisters, if the man can't blah, whatever. No, it's not that. I want y'all to know that most of us, even though that's not maybe what you see on social media, most of us, we love y'all so much, and we want to protect you, we want to be there for you, we want to shield you from all this. And we're not doing a good enough job of proving that to you. We're not doing a good enough job of showing that to you. And there's a lot of, you know, just some reason. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Our fathers weren't there, right? We never got, and that's just as much on y'all as it was on us. Y'all didn't have them just like we didn't have them. But not us not having generationally, like generally speaking, us not having our, you know, white folks, they took our men in the 80s, 70s, 80s. Early 90s, they just straight stole our men, right? And so there were so many different things, like, you know, when you can get on food stamps but there can't be a man in the house, and all these different things that were put into place to essentially destroy the black family. And it worked. Okay, we're putting it back together little by little. I'm seeing so many men, even the thugs, even the most ignorant, reckless niggas, are taking care of their kids. They're watching their, you know, quote unquote baby. You can't babysit your own kid, but they having daddy day where they put the little red bandana on their little thug son, and they go to the mall together, and they, you know, all it's beautiful to see. A young boy should know a father's love. A young girl should know a father's love. And we were missing that for our whole generation, basically. We missed that, right? My pops was on that booger sugar, that white girl. And he was gone, right? He's trying to be there now, but I'm 34. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? So I said that to say we didn't really get to see a whole bunch of examples of black love working. And so there's a lot of things working against us showing and doing and practicing black love. So, you know, Brother LeBeau, wild trash, is kind of a victim to that same thing, man. He is misguided and mistaken in that there's no general reason why black men date outside their race, except we have been programmed and brainwashed to believe that white is the standard of beauty and the lighter the better. So even when we do date a black girl, we need her to be mixed with something, you know what I mean, as if blackness isn't beautiful, as if your natural beauty is not enough. You got to put the 63-inch weaves, the Brazilian virgin Kanakalian yaki situation on the back of your neck. And I'm not judging nobody. If you want to wear long straight European hair, wear your long straight European hair, man. I don't get to tell you what to do with your body, just like you don't get to tell me what to do with my body. But if you're doing it because you don't think that your hair is beautiful, that's what makes me sad. And that's what, I got a daughter, shout out to young Aria Khaleesi, you know, baby queen. My goal in life, I mean, she's not old enough to have any notion of self-worth or beauty or anything, but she's gonna know love. She's gonna know a man's love, because she's gonna know that daddy loves her. And daddy does love you, baby, even though you probably ain't never gonna hear this. But she's gonna know that you're beautiful just how you are. Her hair is nappy and I love it, right? It's the fro when it comes out. She got the big fro and it's just beautiful. And it's not like the quote-unquote good hair that we as a community kind of instill that in ourselves, right? Where straight is good, or bigger and or like looser curls are prettier than tight curls. And it's all silly, man. God made you how he made you, and you're beautiful. You, whoever you are listening to this, you are beautiful. Even you dudes, you're beautiful. Love yourself. Love the skin you're in. So that's all I got to say about that. There were some other like this post with Chadwick Boseman being embraced by his brother Michael B. Jordan, and you got all these people on there calling the man gay. Come on, brothers. Come on, 2019. Can we be better, please? Y'all gonna get tired of me saying that, man, because I really want us to be better. Everything, let me tell you something, all right? Let's get sexual a little bit, okay? There's only one thing that makes you gay. Only one thing. Sex with a dude. Unless you're a girl, then sex with a girl, you know? Insurgent. Homosexual means, homo means same. So if you are sexual with the same sex, then you're gay. Nothing wrong with being gay, by the way, but just expressions of love from men, we have to find a way to get back to where we can just embrace our brother, because we are so hard. We gotta be so hard. And women, y'all got something to do with that too. Let's talk about it. All of y'all wouldn't mess with us if there was even a thought that we were soft. That's why we gotta be so hard. It ain't just us that's perpetuating that stereotype, right? So y'all gotta loosen up on that too, because white dudes get to have a bisexual experimentation and not be excommunicated from the community when they go back, right? That's not disqualifying for a white man to have had a sexual experience with a dude. Meanwhile, most black girls, you know, we're waking up little by little. There's more tolerance coming, but more and more, we're seeing like all these shows. Like, you seen Molly on Insecure? She couldn't mess with Buddy just because he got head from a dude one time. Said he didn't even like it, but she couldn't get it out of her head. So when we see stuff like this, it makes us like, you can't even cast the aspersion. Like, I can't even think that you think that I think that you think that I'm gay. That's why if you think I think you think I think that I'm gay, I got to fight, kill, slash, steal from the dude that you think that I'm messing with. That's why all these dudes who are curious about transsexuals, you're curious. It's okay to be curious. Try whatever you want to try. Be honest, be open with yourself, be open with your partners, and we shouldn't be victimized for that. Now, I know it sounds like I'm trying to lay the groundwork for a coming out party or something. I'm not. I wish I was. It would be a lot easier if I was, I think. Y'all are a lot harder to deal with than brothers, I think, personally. We speak the same language is all I'm saying. It seems like it would be easier to deal with somebody that you understand. I don't always understand y'all. I'm looking for a deeper understanding. I'm trying to become enlightened. I want to be an ally, a protector, and all that stuff. But, yeah, man, this picture is beautiful. I love seeing black love. I love seeing black men love each other, because I know we need more of that. That's how we're going to build this community up, because women been doing their part for 40, 50, 60, a billion years. They've been doing their part, and we gotta step up to the plate, fellas. So, yeah, man, so what I wanted to talk about today, outside of the Facebook stuff, we got to talk about this cancel culture. So, yeah, R. Kelly's canceled, for sure. Like, anybody that's listening, if you making excuses on why you gotta listen to R. Kelly or why you don't think he did it, you're trash. You, whoever hearing this, if you think that R. Kelly's acceptable, his behavior is acceptable, you're trash. Now, if you're saying that I can separate the music from the messenger, okay, I don't agree, but it's not. It's your ears and it's your conscience, right? But don't blame these girls. Don't blame these parents. Don't blame nobody but the dirty nigga, Robert. Right? That dirty nigga. And you would feel a lot different if it was your family. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm tired of hearing the if he did it, right? There's no if he did it. We have whole ass video evidence. Okay? Whole ass video evidence of the R peeing on the little girl. Okay? So it ain't even just regular sex. He peed on this little girl. She had to move and change her name and all this. So let's do better, guys. Cause R. Kelly is trash, and if you like him, you're trash. I'm not gonna say it again, but you're trash. But the NFL, right? So I started talking about, listen, I'm boycotting ish. I don't I'm not paying for no Sunday tickets. Like, I'm not, it's not a religion anymore. It's not something that I, where I'm cutting the game on every Sunday, no matter who playing. I'm gonna watch the important. I love football. I played most of my life. Well, I guess not most of my life now. I'm old as hell, but I played a good portion of my life, most of my childhood. It's a game that's very near and dear to my heart. I actually do love the game. It is hard to not have an alternative. I wish my brothers in the league would stand up and take their power, because they do have it. We have all the black dudes in the league, but that's the problem, is we're not united. And we never really have been, to be real. Like, the bus boycott it. We glamorize it and glorify it like it was everybody. It wasn't everybody. It was just enough people to hurt. You know what I mean? But if everybody in the league were to come together, all the black players, and, you know, you got your Travis Kelce's, who's married to a sister. He would be on our side, too. And it's other players like that. Let Tom Brady stand on his side. You know, we got all his running backs and cornerbacks and safeties. They don't make them in white. They don't make them in the white flavor. They just don't. So stand together and say, listen. Number one, they should have done it 3 years ago and said, 2 years ago and said, we don't play until Cap at least get a shot, right? Because what you doing to him, you could do to us, and we're basically setting a precedent. They set a precedent that the league could get together and blackball somebody. It's disgusting, and I hate it. And I didn't watch that 1 year. I didn't watch, I might have watched one game, like Cowboys Eagles or something like that, but. Trash. And I watched the Super Bowl because somebody had a Super Bowl party and I like drinking. But for the most part, I don't watch the NFL, but I'm not mad at nobody that does, right? We got to stop that too, the opposite of cancel culture, like, you know, except R. Kelly, right? Because again, you're trash. But the NFL, Kanye, right? He's pretty trash, but he's let him be him, right? If you don't want to listen to his music, don't listen to his music. But don't act like I'm not black, because I do, and I don't. I'm just saying I do, like, generally I do. I ain't been able to rock with him since Dark Twisted Fantasy. I listened through Ye one time. It was hard. It was weird. He's not really talking about nothing. It's a weird, he's on a weird tangent right now, but, yeah, man, I don't mess with some people, but if you do, cool, right? I'm not mad at you. You black because you black. You're not black because you do the things that I do. You did? And another thing, so this is something, I was arguing with a white man all day. It was like a really slow work day, so I had time to really get my Twitter fingers popping. And the gist of it is, what is racism, right? My stance on this, and I'm right, because it's my show, damn it. My stance on this is black people cannot be racist. And this is not a stance. This is just a fact. Racism, right, has ism at the end. Ism denotes a system, right? Like capitalism, socialism, communism, racism, right? These are policies put in place to make certain things happen, right? So for instance, capitalism says that money rules it all, right? Says do what you have to do to make more money. That is the goal of capitalism, right? Socialism is we all socially work, pool our resources, distribute them as evenly as possible so that everybody's able to achieve XYZ, right? And, you know, similar to communism. But racism, right? I don't care about Jimmy Joe Bob in the woods. That dude is irrelevant. He doesn't control anything. He's one vote just like I'm one vote. I don't care about Billy Joe Bob in the woods. He doesn't affect my life. What I do care about is the fact that I pay taxes that go to maintaining Confederate statues that do nothing but serve to remind us that there was once a time, and not that long ago, where people tried to own me. People did own people that look like me, right? They owned my great-grandparents. Maybe not my great-grandparents, maybe my great-grandparents' parents, but there are people that are alive that had relatives that were slaves. Okay, so it's not that far removed. Let's not get it that twisted. We white people like to keep pushing off the time. You know, slavery was 300 years. No, it really wasn't. It was really recent. And don't act like just when they said, all right, niggas, you're free, like stuff just got great for us. It really didn't. It ain't even really been that tolerable till like the 70s. And that's tolerable is very, very subjective. Right, but you know, let me tell you, there were so many policies put into place. Let me tell you, there's a community in on the East Coast somewhere where veterans, when they got back from the war, were essentially given a home. Okay, a whole community of veterans that got back from the war, they were given a home. Guess what? No black. If you were black, you had to come back home, go back to the ghetto where you belong. You don't get to live with us. You sacrificed possibly your body, definitely part of your mind. You got the same PTSD that these the white folks have, but you don't get to get the house, right? You can get a house if you can afford it. We're not giving you nothing, okay? So guess what giving a house to somebody does? It starts wealth building, you know? So as long as you manage that and you hand it down and everybody does the right thing, that same house could be the reason why your great-great-grandchild, or not even great-great, just your grandchild or great-grandchild is in the top 1%, right? Because you were essentially handed down an appreciating asset that they get to hand down, and they get to borrow against and start businesses and all this stuff, right? And not to mention redlining. If you don't know what redlining is, Google it. It's essentially banks saying we only give good loans to people who live in quote unquote good areas. Just so happens that the red lines that marked out the bad areas were lines of demarcation for ghettos, right? So it's a lot of things that we still feel we act like everything's good because Barack Obama got president. There's a lot of stuff, man, that we still feel from the 40s, 50s, 60s. It's bad. It's bad in some places. Man, listen, I live in Murfreesboro, right outside of Nashville. It ain't nobody from Nashville that can still live in Nashville. That's trash. These white folks that came here and gentrified, and gentrified is a bad word. We act like it's cool, and growth is cool. Don't get me wrong, but controlled growth where, people are able to exploit the weakness or the financial weakness of a people is something that needs to be regulated, and it hasn't been, and that's sad. That's all I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to get off that high horse. That's something we're going to dig into a lot, though, over the course of me doing this. It's something I feel very passionate about. But the last thing I want to talk about is Kamala Harris. So Kamala Harris is a big... She's a polarizing figure in our community, and we need to figure out why, right? So a lot of people are, quote-unquote, voting for her just because she's black, And... if that's your reasoning, I don't like it, but it's what got Barack Obama elected, because a lot of people got activated politically then, and they weren't worried about no policies or, all that yes we can stuff. That didn't do nothing for black people. We voted for him because he was black. But let me tell you, first of all, it's two black people running now, because Cory Booker is also running, and he's black. And so I don't know how you can't vote twice, so I don't know who you're going to pick, but... Let's make a commitment as a people to be more informed with our vote. It does have power, maybe not presidential if you live in a Confederate state, your presidential vote doesn't mean that much, and that's okay. Like, it doesn't. And anybody wants to argue me, show me where it does. Like, show me mathematically how it does. That doesn't mean don't vote, because our votes can swing senators. We got senators, Democrat senators in Confederate states. Doug Jones in Alabama, blah, blah, blah. What's his name? He almost won. Well, he didn't really almost win, but he should have beat Marsha Blackburn, but there's just too many Trump voters here who basically, she was like the reincarnation of Trump, so they voted for her. Anyway, I'm rambling. I just want us to be more informed. Let's make sure that we... Do our due diligence and give your vote to the person that whose policies most closely align to what you think where you think the country should go. Especially if you live in a swing state. You live in Ohio, Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, Florida, your presidential vote doesn't matter there. There's a few. It's like six or seven states. If you live in one of them states that's purple, your vote really does matter. You need to get out. You need to give it to somebody who will make the country better. Let's make America great again, guys. Huh? Okay. Let's make America great again. Let's just make America great, period. Because it ain't never really been great for people of color. Anyway, it's been real. I appreciate y'all, everybody who listens this time that didn't listen last time. Listen to the first one. Like, subscribe, follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm not on Twitter yet, but eventually I will. And maybe not. Probably not. I don't do Twitter in my social, in my private life, so I'm probably not going to do it on my podcast life. But Facebook, Instagram, I'm on there, The Wokish Nerd. Y'all check it out. I appreciate y'all for listening this far. Love y'all. So I told my friend on Facebook that I was stealing his sign-off, and it is so I stole I told him I was going to use it as my closing from now on. I got to remember it. It's basically, this is my words of encouragement to leave y'all on a high note. The next time you're feeling down, remember this. You made it. Out of the million swimming to the goal, you were the one that made it, and here you are. At the very least, you weren't yeeted into a sock or something. All right? So y'all have a good night. Bye.